Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host, and man, do we have a good show for you today. Second hour, Joe Heschmeyer. First hour, Trent Horn. Try to beat that. I don't know how long it'll be until we do a show this good again. Well, probably tomorrow when Jimmy and Tim are here. But anyways, this is an awesome lineup, and it's Ask Me Anything. You're welcome to call 888-318-7884 if you have a question about the Catholic faith. If you have it could be a challenging question. It could just be a curious question. It could come from whether you're Catholic or not Catholic, whatever. Whatever the background, whatever the question, it's welcome here. 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. I'll give out that number just one more time and then ask you to dial and get in there and get on the line with Trent this hour, because we're also going to do a little bit of fundraising between calls. And so I have to give out the other number throughout the hour. And that is the number where you can go to pledge your support and help us continue on the air for another 3 months. 888-318-7884 is the number to call if you'd like to talk to Trent Horn or next hour Joe Heschmeyer. And now let me give you the number to call if you'd like to make your pledge. 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And let me just set you... Oh, already a caller in. This is a good foreshadowing for our pledge efforts today. Often the first hour is very, very difficult, because people are just tuning in. They got to make their decision and all that. So that's why we've got Trent here. Get things going early. But here's the deal for this hour. We have a match of $33,000. If we make that match, we are on our way to having a perfect pledge drive. That's exactly where we would need to be on our way to a perfect pledge drive each 3 months. All these guys in here, Zach and Edgar and John Versillo and Darren and me and all the lights and the equipment and all that, it costs money, but not a tremendous amount of money. $225,000 for 3 months of media that goes out all around the world in all different ways is not that much money, but we need it if we're going to do this. So I'll tell you what, then I'll bring Trent in and he can answer some questions for folks. $33,000 match, every pledge matched dollar for dollar this hour. 888-318-7884. That's the number to call to talk to Trent. The number to call to give, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Let's get those phone lines lit up. When you call, you're speaking to one of our colleagues right here in the building with us. They'd be happy to talk with you. They can get you in and out real quick, or they can chat with you about why you're giving to Catholic Answers, and they would love to have that conversation with you. 13 lines open, no one on the line right now. 888-291-8000. Trent Horn, apologist extraordinaire. More than a million people checked out his online materials last month. Way more than a million people. He'll have to tell us. Trent Horn, welcome.
Thank you, Cy, for having me.
And what was your number last month? How many people checked out Trent Horn material? Do you know?
Well, on our Catholic on the Council of Trent YouTube page, we had over 1 million views in the past month of the episodes that we post there just on YouTube. And we have hundreds of thousands of listeners as well across various podcast networks, Spotify, Apple iTunes. We are reaching so many people. It is really unbelievable. Millions and millions of people. It always freaks me out. Sometimes I'll just travel and in an airport or in a random place, people will recognize me and say the Council of Trent and Catholic Answers help them to come back to the faith. I do this to help people, to save souls. So when I'm not really like wanting to be like recognized if I go places, but it's really heartening to hear. Like, I'll just be out in a random place and it shows, it has to, like, the message through the support that we're getting reaches so many people that where I go, it's not uncommon for me to run into people whose lives, whose family lives have been changed by the work that we're doing.
All right, let's use up that match this hour. If you could help us to do that, this would be a wonderful beginning. We're going to let Trent do his day job. We're going to answer lots and lots of questions, but let me give out the number and the web address again to tell you where you can go. Either place you go, it all goes towards the match, whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly pledge, whatever it is, it's all matched 100% up to $33,000. That's a huge match. It would be wonderful to use it up. 888-291-8000. I am looking right now. There are zero calls on, so a perfect time to get your call in. 888-291-8000. Or, as I said, go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. All right, let's let Trent take a question. We'll go to Joseph in Arlington, Virginia, watching on YouTube. Joseph, we're glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Trent.
Hey, happy to be on. So my question is about original. So as Catholics, we believe that Adam and Eve's bodies were perfectly subject to their graced souls, and that means they wouldn't have experienced death, decay, or disorder. So I'm curious, how can we affirm evolution if evolution would have implied death, decay, and disorder?
Well, we have to understand that death was something that was not a part of God's plan for human beings who are created in his image, but it doesn't follow that death was not a part of the plan for God's creation itself. And so many people think, oh, well, before the fall of man, there was no death of any kind. But that actually can't be true because God says in Genesis, he gives every green plant for Adam and Eve to eat. So that's why I often say that there was death before the fall, the instant Adam and Eve invented the salad. Because if you take green leaves off of trees, those cells die. And St. Thomas Aquinas believed that predators and prey, that relationship existed before the fall of man. So God created human beings in his image. So Adam and Eve were created specially. They were special creations amongst all of creation, given an immortal soul. And because of that special grace, their bodies were prevented from decaying or dying until they rejected God, lost those preternatural gifts, and subsequently lost the grace of God that prevented them from experiencing bodily decay, death, and the other natural evils of this world. So if they had not sinned, the natural world would have progressed around them. They would have had dominion over it. The natural world may have continued to change and undergo change in species and kinds over time, but they would not have experienced death or decay, and neither would their children have. It's also important to remember the Catholic Church teaches that while evolution is permitted, one can believe in it, they don't have to believe in it. The Church, as Cardinal Cesar Baronius once said, doesn't teach how the heavens go, it teaches us how to go to heaven. So if you'd like more information on that, definitely check out Catholic.com. We have a tract, Adam, Eve, and Evolution. And thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, very much. Thank you, Joseph. Thanks for getting us started. And thanks to those three folks who are on the line helping get us started. We started out with a caller who got right on the line. And so we're getting going. We've got $33,000 in a match this hour. What you're paying for when you give is this program and the other programming that is made out of this studio and quite a bit of the other work that's done here at Catholic Answers. And we're reaching folks on 400 radio stations around the United States, on satellite radio, on apps and websites all around the world, on radio stations in other countries. And you are making that possible when you give. 888-291-8000 is the place to go. 888-291-8000. I'm going to go back to the phones and let Trent answer another question. All I will do before that is let you know about the giving levels. We have certain gifts we're able to give you, thank yous that we're able to give you at the various levels. If you come in at the level of $10 a month, everybody who gives at $10 a month or more monthly is a member of Society 315 that has benefits that come with it. You get a t-shirt for one thing, but you also get a lot of exclusive content. And you also get a subscription to the Hallow Premium prayer app for a full year. That's at $10 a month. All of that is yours. If you can come in at $20 a month or more, we'll add to that our new two wonderful new books that we have, Real Discipleship by Father Jeff Kirby, and Not Just Spiritual. I think it's the first book from Christine Flynn, two very, very fine books. Those are yours in addition to the other things at the $20 a month level. Now, here's the big news this time. If you can come in at the $60 a month level, or maybe give a one-time gift of $750, we have a huge supply of a work that has literally been in the works for hundreds of years and is now out, the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible. The editor, of course, of this work is Scott Hahn. It's a leather-bound Bible. We're going to give you the good hardcover version of it. That's at $60 a month or $750 or more one time. In addition to everything else, you get the brand new Catholic Study Bible, Old and New Testaments from Ignatius Press. It's the book, probably the book of the year. Everybody's talking about it. Give a call. When you dial, you'll be talking to one of our colleagues, 888-291-8000. 18 lines open right now. We'd love to give you one of those gifts, and we would love to meet that match. $33,000 match this hour. 888-291-8000. Going to Nathan in Indiana now. Nathan, thank you for waiting while I made that little pitch. And go ahead with your question for Trent Horn.
Hi, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. First, I want to say, Trent, I really love all the work that you do, especially in the pro-life area. You really helped. You were kind of instrumental in kind of moving me from being a pro-choice Catholic, quote-unquote, to being about as pro-life as you can be and kind of bringing me back to my faith. So I really appreciate that. You do great work.
Praise God.
But, my question is related to pro-life. It's related to prevenient grace. I think that's what it's called. I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around that. As far as I understand it, it's the concept that even to obviously we can't be saved without the grace of God, but even right. to in order to respond or to desire God, he has to draw us to him with this grace, like in the initial steps. So
right.
It's that, I'm sorry, the idea is that I know total depravity, that concept that we just are completely devoid of goodness in ourselves, is supposed to be heretical. Mm-hmm. And if a person doesn't even have the ability to desire goodness or to desire turning to God, without having God's help, I don't see how that's different from total depravity, because I can't really imagine a lower bar to clear.
All right,
than even
right.
the desire to turn to good.
I'm gonna let Trent right. take a stab at that. Go ahead, Trent.
Right. So it's important to understand the doctrine of total depravity. It's a way of summarizing how Calvinists view the relationship of our will to God and how we are aligned to God and whether we have faith in him or not. It relates to Calvinist views of soteriology, how we're saved. It's often summarized in an acronym called TULIP. And the T in TULIP stands for total depravity. And this is something that many people misunderstand. Calvinists are not saying that human beings are as sinful or as evil as they possibly could be. Rather, what Calvinists are saying is that our wills have been so severely injured by original sin that they are incapable of choosing God in any way. So rather, God has to essentially overcome our wills to align us to him, that we would just completely reject him. Now, you might say, well, nobody can approach God on their own and seek salvation. That's correct. The Calvinist heresy would deny our free will. The Pelagian heresy says that we have super free will and we can save ourselves and go to God. We don't believe that either. The scripture says that man is dead in sin. So before one receives sanctifying grace, God gives the gift of his own life, a gift of God, this prevenient grace to make us open to saying yes to him, to choosing him. And this can be given in varying degrees to different peoples. God can give as much or as little grace as he wants to people. It's his to give. It's his gift. The difference here between the Calvinist view and the Catholic view, or Christian, well, the Calvinist view and the non-Calvinist view, I should say, because this view is also rejected by Protestants who identify as Arminians and things like that. The difference is that we believe that God gives grace to empower our wills to say yes to God, but we're still free to say no. Calvinists would say that God doesn't empower our will, he overpowers or he operates our wills. Because even if we're given help from prevenient grace, if there's a possibility we can say no, we will say no. So rather, this leads into the idea of things like irresistible grace, that God will give grace so that people can't possibly say no to him to overcome their totally depraved condition. So the difference here is that by giving people the gift of prevenient grace, they are empowered to say yes to God, but they still retain the human ability to say no to God, either before salvation or after their initial salvation when they're baptized. We take Jesus's warnings very starkly. Jesus and the apostles taught that someone could come to God, be in relationship with him, and reject him. And that's why it's important to be reconciled with God before death if you were to reject God after being saved through baptism. So I hope that that is helpful for you. Definitely check out more of our resources. And my friend Jimmy Akin has a wonderful book called The Drama of Salvation that I think may be helpful for you on this on these questions.
Nathan, got to say thank you, because between calls today, we do have to raise the funds in order to keep going with this show. The way that it's worked for more than 25 years is we come to you and ask you to fund the show so that we can keep doing it for the next 3 months. We only come to you 4 times a year. We only take 6 hours, and we only take a part of each of those hours. We continue to, and that has always worked. That's why we continue to do it that way, because you're generous and helpful. And let me just tell you something. One thing that we have noticed in recent years is more and more people calling to say, hey, because of what I heard on this station, maybe they're talking about the Catholic radio station they hear us on, or on this program, and they're talking about Catholic Answers Live, I'm coming into the Catholic Church, or I've returned to the Catholic Church. I mean, it's several times a week now that we're hearing that. And so when you consider the size of the audience, the number of people we're able to reach, it's having a powerful effect. Here's an example of the effect it's had in just one life. Alex, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, Si. Hey, Jimmy. How you doing?
Good, Alex. Thank you.
So I'm actually an ex-Mormon, and I'm entering RCIA this September. Mostly due to the work of you and Jimmy and Trent Horn and all of your work that you do at Catholic Answers. That's really great.
That's the kind of call that we're getting. And that was just a very recent call that came through. We're delighted for Alex. But here we have Trent with us. And, Trent is always quick to give all the glory to God, of course. But let's give a little glory to you who are answering God's call and supporting this work financially so that we can continue to do it. There are 13 lines open right now. 888-291-8000 is the number. And we have a $33,000 match right now, just for this hour. Every dollar that we can match of that, we get. So if we match $10,000 this hour, we get $10,000. From this donor. If we match 20, we get 20. If we can use up the whole 33, then we are on our way to having a successful pledge drive, I believe. So let's see if we could fill those lines up a little bit more. Let me just throw this out at you, and then I'll let Trent answer a question again. Just this one point. If you call, the more calls that come early in the drive, the better we can do, because there are limited phone lines, and they get full on the last day of the drive. So if you can get your call in now, you are really doubly helping us. You're making it possible for us to be much more on track. So right now, 11 lines open, 888-291-8000. Mark in Dallas, Texas. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Trent Horn.
Hey, Si. Hey, Trent.
Hey,
I appreciate you taking my call, and thank you for all the work that you do.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
So my question was, we know from the book of Hebrews that Jesus has entered the heavenly sanctuary to offer sacrifice to the Father, the same sacrifice of Calvary and the same sacrifice represented at Mass. So it seems like the Eucharist on earth is impossible if Jesus is not actually doing this in heaven. But why is it necessary or fitting for him to continue offering himself to begin with?
Well, it's fitting because he will always be the Passover lamb. He will not always be crucified, of course. That happened once. He will not always be the subject of a bloody sacrifice that was completed in the past when he died to atone for the sins of the world. But Christ still remains our Paschal Lamb, through him that we receive eternal life by receiving him, just as the Israelites in the Old Testament received the Passover lamb after the lamb was slaughtered, so that death would pass over their homes. They consumed the lamb. The same is true for those who believe in the new Paschal Lamb in Jesus Christ, and Catholics understand that with the Eucharist. And so it's important to see that Christ's body is still offered in an unbloody way under the form of bread and wine, and that it's offered in a way for us to be able to partake. That's why priests are the only ones who can offer this. They stand in the person of Christ. And I know many people will say, well, it's just, I thought it was just one sacrifice. Right, there's one bloody sacrifice on the cross that is then represented to the Father, that Christ is always lives to make intercession for us. Well, how does Christ intercede for us? Well, he presents himself to the Father. And what does he present to the Father? The sacrifice that he made on behalf of us for the sins of not just us, as 1 John 2:2 says, but for the sins of the entire world. And so in doing this, priests allow us to always be able to partake of this sacrifice, to be able to partake of Christ, who is the new Paschal Lamb, so that death will pass over us. And this is important because while there is one sacrifice that happened in the past, its effects have to be applied to us now. And we see this in the letter to the Hebrews, for example. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26, it says, if we sin deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful prospect of judgment. So thank you so much for calling in. I hope that's helpful. I definitely encourage anyone else that have questions about the Mass or the Eucharist, go and check out a lot of the resources we have at Catholic.com.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you to everybody. The lines continue full, so I'm going to let Trent keep answering questions. But I do just want to stress again that when you give, it really does change lives. Each week we're hearing from all these callers that we were telling you about that are coming into the Catholic Church, but also we hear from people who have renewed their marriage or have started anew on the moral life that maybe they had abandoned. And your support is what makes this possible. And right now we have a $33,000 match. Perfect time to call and get every dollar you give matched. And then when you hear those stories, like the one, the gentleman who just called about coming in from the Church of the Latter-day Saints into the Catholic Church, well, you can just say, I was part of that, you know, and you can legitimately say, I was part of that. Your generosity directly contributes, and you're spreading the light and the hope. You know, that's what we want to do. So thank you for that. Again, we've got 8 lines open right now, so a great time to call, 888-291-8000. And now I'm going to give you a little update. And I don't think you're going to like this update, but it'll work out. Don't worry. But we've still got 31,000. Nope, just 30,000. Sorry, 30,000 of the 33 left. So we're 1/10 of the way there. We need your help. 888-291-8000. The best thing I think is to just let Trent keep answering questions. How do you feel about that, Trent?
I say we do it.
All right, let's do it. Again, the number to call is 888-291-8000. You'll be talking to one of our colleagues here in the building, and they will help you to make your pledge. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Levi in Virginia, listening on our website, Catholic.com. We're glad you're here, Levi. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, Si. Thank you for taking my question. Peace be with you.
And with your spirit, Levi.
All right. First of all, Trent, I just want to quickly say thank God for the work that you do on the Council of Trent. It's really been fantastic for me, especially considering where I'm at as a de jure Baptist, maybe not de facto anymore, because through watching your videos, I have come around to accepting certain Catholic beliefs. And that ties into my question. But I just want to say thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you. All right. Praise be to God for that.
How can
we help?
Okay. Yeah, sorry. All right. All right, I lost my train of thought. Okay.
Oh, that, this is a good train, though. If you're going to lose it complimenting Trent. That's the way to do it.
Oh, okay. You guys just want to keep me on to plug the fundraiser line again.
Go ahead, say it. Okay. You can give the number out.
But I'm sure that while you've come around to Catholic doctrines, it can be a little difficult explaining them to friends and family, no doubt.
That's exactly where we get to. Okay. So when it comes around to talking about certain things with my family, for instance, being a Baptist family, you know, things like baptismal regeneration and the real presence of the Eucharist can be very difficult to explain. So sometimes I will go over some of the things that, you know, you can find about these things in the Bible and sacred tradition, you know, right, to my mom in a way to where I'm, you know, trying to, you know, not be like forceful, but, you know, just kind of trying to get to there and, you know, like suggesting a thing like, okay, well, what if baptism saves? You know, I'll kind of get the response of, oh, well, I don't think it does. So my question is, how exactly is there an accessible way to explain these doctrines in a way to where we can get the truth to be accessible to people who, for in cases people like my mom, haven't really heard it.
Right.
All right, I'll tell you what,
how do we make the truth presentable? I'm happy to do that.
We're going to have to do it in about 2 minutes. Hey, perfect time to call 888-291-8000 to make your pledge, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're trying to use up a $33,000 match this hour. Make your pledge. We'll be right back with more Trent Horn.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Now we're getting going. Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live, Trent Horn, our guest. More than a million people visited Trent on just one medium that he's on. He's on a bunch, and more than a million, well over a million, visited him on his YouTube channel. This is something that donors to Catholic Answers have made possible. On our own channel, on the Catholic Answers Live channel, just so you know, in the year 2023, like October of a year ago, we had 295,000 visits to our YouTube page. And again, YouTube is just one of the many things we do. But 295,000 visits in 2023. This year, in the month that just ended, 1.1 million visits to Catholic Answers Live. So something wonderful is happening, and we are so grateful that you are supporting us and being part of that. And when I say we're getting going now, It's because we're under $26,000 left in our $33,000 match, right? No, no, we're under $25,000 left. I beg your pardon. So a bit more than $24,000 to go this hour to be fully caught up for the hour, to use up the entire match, and to be on our way to a successful pledge drive. If you're ready to give, now is a great time to give, because early in the pledge means that lines, whatever line you might use later in the pledge, will be open for someone else. So it's really like a bonus comes with your pledge if you can go right now, 888-291-8000. Every dollar matched dollar for dollar. Hey, if you can do $60 a month, all those gifts that I was talking about are yours, but we're also going to send you, really, I think it's one of the best premiums we've ever given, the brand new Ignatius Study Bible. The Catholic Study Bible from Ignatius Press with the editor Scott Hahn. We'll send it to you at $60 a month or more. 888-291-8000. All right, on the line is Levi in Virginia, a de jure Baptist, no longer de facto Baptist, he said. So he's believing the Catholic doctrines. He's wondering, how can he be more effective in sharing those with family, Trent?
I think what's important, Levi, is to correctly understand the doctrines so you can explain them to friends and family and find common ground. So many times, for example, Catholics might say, oh, well, we're saved by faith and works. And Baptists will say, but the Bible says, you know, we're not saved by works. We're saved by faith. And that's important to say, that the church doesn't teach that we go from being a child of Adam, a child of wrath, to being a child of God through faith and works. Paragraph 2010 of the Catechism makes it very clear there's nothing that merits the initial grace of salvation, neither works nor faith. Because remember, a baby, when they're baptized, they can't do anything. They just receive God's saving grace. And this is similar with many other doctrines. So correctly understanding them, so knowing that purgatory, for example, is not some kind of a second chance. Everyone who dies in friendship with God but who is imperfectly holy, who needs to be sanctified still, will be perfectly purified of sin even after death and will enter into heaven. So I would say understanding the doctrines so you can explain them correctly, finding common ground whenever possible. To say that, you know, when it comes to sola scriptura, you can say, look, we agree that as Catholics, we would never believe something that contradicts the Bible. We never believe anything that contradicts God's sacred written word. But can I ask you a question? Where does the Bible say that everything we must believe as Christians is explicitly found in the Bible? It doesn't say that. So I say that while you can show different verses, I think it's also important to find common ground, but also to say, but wait a minute, how do you know that you're correct? How do you know that these 66 particular books make up the only infallible rule of faith for the church? How do you know that? How do you know that a pastor can just be someone who chooses to become a pastor? Do they have to have hands laid upon them? And if that person had hands laid upon him, who gave him authority? And so on, going back. And finally, I think showing people just church history. There have been some Baptists who have tried to find Baptist succession going all the way back to the first century, but most people don't take their work seriously today. Even Baptists don't. But to say, isn't it odd if your theology sort of appears ex nihilo in the history of the church, just even a few hundred years ago? The fact that you had that some of the theology wasn't even shared by many of the Protestant reformers themselves, many of whom believed in baptismal regeneration or infant baptism. So I think going through that route, it could be helpful to learn the doctrines, find common ground, and then ask them to defend their position and show how they know that their particular denomination is the church that Christ established versus the Catholic Church. If you'd like more on that, I'd love to get you a copy maybe of Case for Catholicism. We can get your contact info. Maybe we could do that for you. Otherwise, definitely for anyone listening, check us out more at Catholic.com for answers to all kinds of questions like that.
Thank you, Levi. Trent Horn, our guest. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. We're raising the money to stay on the air for the next 3 months. That's how we do it. Each quarter, we come to you and ask you to help us be funded for the next quarter. I want to share, just in the last few minutes, a couple things. A $1,000 gift from an anonymous donor in San Angelo, Texas. By the way, I should give out the number before I read this, but 888-291-8000. That's the number to make your pledge. 13 of our colleagues on the phones at the moment, and only one has a call on. So that means 12 lines open for you right now, 888 888- 291-8000. We're approaching getting it down to $20,000 left. So let's see if we can maybe get those phones to light up again one more time. It's coming in waves today. We go down to zero and then we fill them all up. So could you help us fill those lines again and use up that match? Every dollar given this hour is matched 100%, dollar for dollar, whether it's a monthly pledge or a one-time pledge, it is matched dollar for dollar up to $33,000. Here's that number, 888-291-8000. And this anonymous donor in San Angelo that gave the $1,000 says she loves Catholic Answers, and it's a wonderful thing that we do. And she's fallen deeper in love with her faith thanks to programs like ours. That is what we're talking about. I'm telling you, we're hearing more and more of that. I do believe that this is a graced moment for the faith, and we've just got to be there helping people overcome obstacles right now. Caleb from Nebraska just gave $1,000. This is just in the last few minutes. He's been a listener for 5 years. He entered the church in 2020, largely because of Catholic Answers. That's what you're supporting, and I can tell you, we spend the money well. I have not even an inkling of reluctance to say we spend the money well, because for $225,000, it's just hours and hours and hours of high quality content over the next 3 months. That's what we will produce. And I can guarantee this as well, that somebody's going to hear that content and become interested in the Catholic Church. Somebody's going to hear that content and become convicted. Somebody's going to hear that content and return to the sacraments. And that's what we want to do. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. Let's go to Daniel in Huntington, sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, Si, when you mentioned how many people we're reaching, you talked about Catholic Answers Live and how many views people have been viewing their year to date for this year, 2024. I just looked at Council of Trent, actually, and for this year, 2024, up to today, we have had over 12 million views.
What?
At Council of Trent.
Holy smokes, Trent. First of all, congratulations on that. That is magnificent. But let me just say this, because Trent won't say it, but those people, those 12 million viewers, are seeing somebody who loves the Catholic faith, who's not going to go crazy in one direction or crazy in another direction, but is going to stay right on what the Catholic Church teaches, but is going to do so in a way that is forceful, full of conviction and passion and generous. And I just think that is, I didn't even know that, Trent. 12 million people have visited Council of Trent on YouTube this year. Congratulations.
Yes, we've had 12 million views, and we're growing all the time, and it's all about sharing the gospel and reaching just as many people as possible with the message about Christ and his church. And we're seeing so much fruit benefiting from that, and the support by people who can partner with us to know, maybe you're a little nervous to talk to people. I get nervous to talk to people still sometimes, but you can partner with us by supporting us. We're part of a single team that's working together to bring the gospel, the light of Christ, into a world that can be very dark in a lot of places.
Perfect time to give. There's 10 lines open right now, 888-291-8000. I'm going to go to a call. I'll just tell you where we are as far. All right, well, it's less than 10,000, more than 10,000 raised this hour. If we can, we're going to have to double that, but sometimes the end of the hour is the biggest time. Perfect time to call, 888-291-8000, or it's the same place. It goes to the same match if you go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or just text the word Catholic to 24365. How often do we love Jesus? 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Text the word Catholic to 24365, and you will get to the same place, and it will all be matched dollar for dollar. Now we're going to Daniel in Huntington, West Virginia, listening on Catholic.com. Thank you for waiting, Daniel. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I am a campus minister at a university, and I have had no little discussion regarding orthodoxy, and I used to kind of just brush it off, but then I started looking into it, and I have actually arrived at some difficulties. And so here's my question. If the Pope truly does have a primacy, then it would follow that it would endure until the end of time, but the Orthodox reject the Pope, that he has the true primacy. But it seems we Catholics, when talking about the primacy, often talk about like it was obvious in the early church that the Pope had a primacy. But if it was obvious, then why would they ever be able to justify splitting off from us? If it wasn't obvious, then how do we claim to be right? I can imagine the Orthodox pointing the potential thought that since it wasn't obvious in the early church, and so therefore not a core belief of it, then the Bishop of Rome must have overstepped his bounds by claiming it. That's my question.
Sure. And I would say, though, this argument, this is somewhat of an argument from skepticism. It's trying to say, well, if the doctrine of the papacy is true, then no one within the church would object to it. But that doesn't follow at all. I'm sure the Eastern Orthodox would say that it's obvious that sola scriptura is false. And yet for the past 500 years, there have been millions of Christians who have held to that doctrine. So just because whether or not something is obvious or not doesn't have a direct relationship to whether it's true. So I would also say to an Eastern Orthodox person who's making this kind of argument, you could make a mirrored argument going in the same direction to say that their claim, that both sides make a claim. It's important to remember when we're talking about theology, a lot of times Catholics get in this position where we have, I did a whole episode on this, by the way, on my channel, go and check it out. It's called The Most Common Fallacy in Anti-Catholic Arguments. There's a recent episode I just did, and I call it the you lose, so I win fallacy. Protestants do this all the time. Oh, if a Catholic can't prove this from the Bible, Catholicism is false, therefore Protestantism is true. Well, no, Protestants have to defend their own authority claim of a 66-book canon of Scripture, sola scriptura. They have to be able to defend that. They can't just knock down Catholicism and Orthodoxy and say they won by default. Similar with the Eastern Orthodox. The Eastern Orthodox can't say, oh, Protestants are wrong and Catholics are wrong, therefore we are right. Well, some other belief system could be correct. Even within Christianity, there's the Oriental Orthodox that have a different Christology than the Eastern Orthodox. They have their own views and they have their own doctrines that they claim to have a historical pedigree for those doctrines. Because one could turn their same argument around. They say, oh, well, if the papacy were true, it would have been obvious to medieval Orthodox, and it wasn't obvious to them, so it's not true. Well, I could say if the doctrine that all of the patriarchs are equal in authority and none of them has a primacy, that should have been obvious, but it wasn't. And the Catholic Church did not recognize that because it's always recognized that the See of Peter had a particular divine prerogative. Now, what that exactly is and entails is something that has developed over time. So I would say that there is a problem when people try to say that there's evidence for X and it's obvious and you dig and it's not obvious, but there could still be sufficient evidence for that. That's a conclusion that Eric Ibarra reaches in his book, The Papacy Revisiting the Debate Between Catholics and Orthodox. So I would definitely recommend you check out Ibarra's book, Y-B-A-R-R-A. He looks at the evidence between Catholicism and Orthodoxy and believes that the Catholic view of the papacy does come out ahead of the Orthodox position. So I'd recommend checking out that book. If we can get your contact information in any way, I'd love to send you the book, Answering Orthodoxy, Catholic Response to Attacks from the East by Michael Lofton. That's a book we published at Catholic Answers Press, Answering Orthodoxy. If you've been having a lot of discussions there, I'd pick it up. If we can get you back in the line, I'd love to send you a copy of Answering Orthodoxy, but definitely check that out. And that's been helpful because a lot of Catholics have been looking at Eastern Orthodoxy recently. They're confused about things in the church, and we want to help them see, where Peter is, that is where the church is. And so it's important to be faithful to the authentic teachings of the successor of St. Peter.
Daniel, thank you so much. I hope you'll give us that information and we can send you that book. That's made possible by our donors as well. Before we take a very quick 1 minute break, I will invite you to pick up the phone and call and help us out, please. I will ask you to do that. Here's the deal. We've got about 16 minutes to raise just over $20,000. It's been done before. It can be done. But if you are one of those folks who, and we've had a few already, who can make $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 gift, gift. What a wonderful time to do it. First of all, because it'll all get matched. And maybe first of all, I should say, because it's going to really change people's lives. That's what Catholic Answers is all about, sharing the good news so that lives are changed, so that lives are brought to Jesus and to meet him in the sacraments. 888-291-8000. But the other thing, if you could, if you're able to make that one or two or maybe even $3,000 gift right now, that will help us go a long way to meeting the match the first hour of our pledge drive. And if we do that, we are set up in good shape to have a great pledge drive. So you really couldn't help us out right now if you are one of those folks who can do that. Mark in Nebraska just gave $1,000. Thank you, Mark, for that. 888-291-8000. Please pick up the phone and call now because we've got 13 lines open. 888-291-8000. Safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text the word Catholic to 24365.
There's only one Catholic Answers Live. One of the biggest mistakes a Christian can make is to try to do good without God's help. Saint Therese said, when we trust only ourselves and not God, our soul becomes incapable of virtue. Her remedy? Works of charity. And the greatest work of charity is to share the gospel. At St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, we encourage you to share the gospel with someone who doesn't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. StreetEvangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Trent Horn is our guest. You can find him on Council of Trent. And also he appears on other people's podcasts. He's really out there sharing the faith, fighting the good fight, doing all that. And you know, he wrote the most popular book ever published by Catholic Answers Press, Why We're Catholic. You hear us give it out all the time. When we give it out, that's because our donors make that possible. We try to use all the media. You hear Thomas, the TikTok engine, come in. Yep, we're on TikTok. And we're sharing the good news there, rebutting arguments against the faith, against God, against the person of Jesus, and also just sharing the good news. We need your help to continue to do that. As you know, we're also on 400 radio stations across the United States, satellite radio, and heard by folks around the world. You can tell when the calls come in from Australia or New Zealand, the Philippines, Singapore, when they come in from India or Europe or Africa, that we're reaching all around the world with your help. I really don't think there's much chance that you would find an apostolate reaching more people with the basic truths of the faith for less money than we're doing here at Catholic Answers. You get a lot of bang for your buck here, and all of that bang is completely resounding for the person of Jesus, for the Blessed Trinity, for the Catholic Church, and for the good of souls. Can you help us out now? Maybe you could make one of those larger pledges, 13 lines open, and we've got about $21,000 to go, 888-291-8000. But I do want to say this too. If you know, we've had these beautiful gifts of $20 or $40, $10. Don't worry about holding up the phones. We have not filled up the phones once today. So I am asking folks who can do the $2,000 to $3,000 gift right now to help us reach our goal. But don't anybody worry about holding up those lines. We've got a long way to go and we need your help. 888-291-8000. But thank God we've got Trent Horn with us to answer questions, so we can do that too. That's a little more fun. And let's go to Joanne in Kansas, listening on Divine Mercy Radio. Joanne, thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question for Trent.
Sure. First of all, I'm one of those people that have been impacted by Catholic Answers. I get a lot of windshield time taking kids to practices and waiting for practices to be over. So I use a lot of that time to listen to Catholic Answers, and it's been really important to me over the years. So thank you.
Oh, Joanne, thank you. What a beautiful testimony. That is just beautiful. Thank you. Well, all right,
thank
go ahead. You get a question then. You're allowed to ask a question then.
Okay. Well, thank you. So as a convert, I'm learning, continue to learn lots of things. And with this month being the month that we pray for souls in purgatory, I had learned recently that while the souls in purgatory can pray for us, They cannot pray for themselves. And I was curious to learn more about the reasons for that.
Sure. And that's been a general teaching of the church to understand the nature of those who have died and are in purgatory. And purgatory is not like a place per se, but rather the catechism teaches that purgatory is the fate of those who die in friendship with God but are still imperfectly purified, who need to reach their final sanctification before they enter into heaven. So for people who have a hard time understanding the doctrine of purgatory, we can say, look, we have to grow in sanctification in this life, and we can help one another to grow in sanctification. We might see that someone, we might even see that someone is suffering, and maybe the reason they're suffering is that God is allowing them to be disciplined. Hebrews chapter 12 talks about how God is like our own earthly fathers who discipline us to help us to grow in maturity and wisdom and holiness. And so if someone, maybe God is putting someone through a trial for them to grow in sanctification, or it's a kind of divine discipline for that person that still has that same end, we might pray for that person in this life to say, you know, Lord, help Fred. He's going through a hard time right now. Help this to draw him closer to the Lord. And us in this life, when we are suffering, we may pray to God and ask for that continual help to grow in sanctification, to offer up the suffering on behalf of others. But after we die, things are different. Revelation 14:13 says that those who die, they rest from their labors. And Thomas Aquinas mentions this in the Summa Theologia. So what happens to those who, after their death, who die in God's friendship and must be purified? They are purified, but they don't do any kind of work. A lot of people mischaracterize the doctrine of purgatory as if it says that you have to work your way to get into heaven. If you don't do enough good deeds after death, you're not going to get into heaven. That's absolutely false. I've even seen Protestant ministers who should know better say that maybe someone who's in purgatory will go to heaven. No, it is a definite guarantee. God will sanctify that person after death, and they will enter into the joys of eternal life in heaven. But that process of sanctification after death, what sometimes theologians call status passio, is a completely passive operation. Those who have died and are in God's friendship, God purifies them. They just receive it. They do not have to do any sort of work to be able to receive it. This sanctification is passive, whereas in this life, our sanctification is, we receive it in passively in some ways, but it's also active. We work and contribute to it. So yes, the souls in purgatory do not pray for themselves. They have no need to do that. And because they're being perfected in charity, they pray for others. That's why the Catechism says in paragraph 958, our prayer for them, the souls in purgatory, is capable not only of helping them, but also of making their intercession for us effective. So I hope that is helpful for you. If we can get your info or any way possible, I'd love to recommend a copy of Carlo Broussard's book, Purgatory is for Real, a wonderful book on this subject.
Joanne, thank you so much, too, for starting out with those very kind words. It's extraordinary what is going on in Catholic media. You do need to support, or please do support, your local Catholic radio station or network. Without them, we've got nothing. What we do is we produce content, and we give it away free. We give it away free to all around the world. There are people listening right now on probably just about every continent, probably not Antarctica, and you're making that possible. I'll tell you what, we're a long way from reaching our goal. We're about $19,000 from reaching our goal this hour, but we've got 7 minutes left to the top of the hour. That means in addition to all the wonderful gifts of small and medium size that we have been getting, we're going to need some larger gifts. So, but call with any amount, 888-291-8000. I do want to ask I'm not sure exactly why we have not gotten very many monthly pledges, but maybe I have not made clear that monthly pledges are matched dollar for dollar for the full 12 months today. They get matched today for the full 12 months. So if you want to call right now and make a $10 a month pledge, you become a member of Society 315. Get all the benefits that come with that, including the Halo app for the first 12 months, the premium Halo app for 12 months at just $10 a month. Great time to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. We got a couple of beautiful new books from Catholic Answers that will add to that if you can come in at the $20 a month level. But I really want to ask some $60 a month level folks to come in now, because we're giving away what I think is the best thank you gift we've been able to give with the cooperation of Ignatius Press. We're giving away the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible, Old and New Testaments, leather bound, at the $60 a month level. We will send that out to you. 888-291-8000. 14 lines open right now. I really would like to ask you to please pick up the phone and call. It's a perfect time to call. We're going to take a quick break, and so you won't miss anything. 888-291-8000. Also, you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. All of this is matched dollar for dollar with almost $20,000 left to match. And if you want to text, just text the word Catholic to 24365. Text the word Catholic to 24365. If you can make one of those larger pledges while we are on this break, the break is only going to be a couple minutes. As you can hear, we're thousands of dollars away from where we need to be. Maybe you're one of those folks who can do 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000. Maybe you're one who can do 5 or 10. We can get there. We'll let you know how it all went when we come back after the break. Trent Horn has been our guest. Check him out at Council of Trent or check him out on YouTube. That's where he's doing his best work now. And 12 million other people have found him this year on YouTube, thanks to our donors and his supporters. Trent, thank you for a very fine hour. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Si.
All right, perfect time to call. It all counts towards this hour's match for the next 5 minutes. 888-291-8000. Please help us fill up those lines. 888-291-8000.